eternal salvation. Hail him, hail him, Jesus the crucified. Sound his praises, Jesus of our sorrows. Love unbounded, wonderful, deep and strong. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song. Praise him, Jesus our blessed Redeemer. Heavenly portals, loud with hosannas ring. Jesus, Savior, reigneth forever and ever. Crown him, prophet and priest and king. Joyous is coming over the world victorious. Power and glory unto the Lord belong. Praise him, tell of his excellent greatness. Praise him, ever in joyful song.
Be merciful unto us and bless us. Then cause his face to shine upon us, that thy way may be known upon earth. Thy saving help among all nations. Let the people
people praise thee, O God. We begin the hour, start with prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you once again for being with us on this Sabbath day, blessing us the last 3 months wherein we have seen your hand move, we have seen prayer answered, you have given us utterance, you have opened our eyes, and you have blessed us with many opportunities to share our faith and the truth with those you send our way. Thank you for the strength, the courage, the wisdom, the discernment, the faith that we need to go forth and do even more in the next 3 months. And as you know, Father, for you have put it in our hearts to do this. This is our testimony, Sam. So many will come forward today, Father, and we pray that all of our tongues are bridled and our hearts are bridled and our eyes and our ears and our thoughts. So only you and you alone are being glorified, and not us, not self, but the flesh. We strive on to that perfection, Father. We want to be bathed in that latter rain. We want to go forth and glorify you like no other. And so thank you for blessing this little number that we know is a lot bigger than we realize, because there's many that believe that in the way we do, because prophecy says so. We just haven't met them yet. Thank you for blessing this little remnant of our seed here. Please bless this Sabbath in a very special way, as you already have started to do. And we offer this prayer to you in the name of the precious Son, who is our Savior and our King, Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. I have a few praises here that were emailed to me that I'm going to share. I do have one that I hope you're all sitting down for when I read it. Brother Dwayne was given a dream last night, and as we know, these types of dreams are considered visions upon your bed. The book of Daniel declares, because most of his visions, if not all, were upon his bed. And many of us, myself included, have had dreams like this. This is a blessing to have come at such a time as this, too, because of the fact that it is Testimony Sabbath when the Lord gave this. And Brother Dwayne is a member of this church. And so this is something that the Lord has given us. And it is a warning. And he doesn't do this unless he loves us. I hope you're prepared for this later on. And if you know anybody who needs to hear this, you need to get them here. That being said, I'm going to share some of these other ones first, because I want to make sure everybody's got time to get here. Keep Brother Matthew. Oh, he made it back in? Okay, because Matthew's internet keeps messing up, falling in and out left and right. It could be the DSL thing, and like I told them, if anybody here has a DSL connection and you fall out repeatedly, the next time you fall out, just disconnect your modem from your ISP, count to 20, plug it back in. Now, it's like a fax machine. It's going to take a few moments to shake hands, and then, you won't hear that back and forth noise, but give it about maybe another 20 seconds, maybe even 30, and then all of a sudden you'll see your internet's back. You might have a better connection at that point. We used to do that with dial-up, because dial-up you would have to have separate phone lines. And you definitely want to disconnect when you got a shaky phone line, proper lines. And a lot of DSL is running on the same garbage, the old 100-year-old copper lines. Okay. This first praise I'm going to share. Let me just check my email real quick and see if I got it. And by the way, that prophet that I mentioned, well, the one who's calling herself a prophet, I don't know if she calls herself a prophetess or not. Brother Daniel sent me some information on her and her so-called message. And she's from the Seventh-day Adventist Church in Puerto Rico. And look her up real quick here. As I mentioned this last night, I didn't know if she was a prophet or not, because she was getting dreams and visions, I guess, and declaring certain things that were more or less already known. That's usually the sign that, there could be an issue there. I forget her name. Maybe Danny could put, well, don't put it in the room, but it doesn't matter. I looked into her message, and she's preaching an investigative judgment starts now or soon. There will be a 3.5-year tribulation or 1,260 days of tribulation. In other words, she's taken the prophecies we have already defined through Scripture and historic record to be fulfilled and saying they're coming to be fulfilled. And it's something that Pastor Craig and I have been working on, too, in regards to how the Jesuits plan to do this 3.5-year tribulation thing if they make a peace accord with Israel. And I'm praising God for this because this shows how close we are. And this is the only reason I'm bringing it up, because this is testimony, Sabbath. So I praise the Lord that this kind of stuff is brought to us because we can show how close we are again when false prophets like this woman go forth and declare things that we know are false because we are students of prophecy. We know the 1,260 of prophecies gone. It's done. It's finished. That's, you know, but they have to make it look like it's just starting because it has to do with the Catholic Church and what it did and killed 500 million Christians during that 1,260 years. But they don't want anybody to know it, so they fake a different prophecy. And they're literally going to probably pull off a peace accord. In other words, this is what Craig and I are watching for. Start a peace accord in Israel and then officially break it in 3. In other words, do a 7-year peace accord in Israel and then officially break it and have plans to break it in exactly 3.5 years so that false Antichrist can arise as Jesus and all this stuff. And this is what this woman's doing. She's actually preaching, prophesying, if you will, Jesuit dogma. Jesuit agendas. They're not prophecies. So she, yeah, futurism. Exactly, Gordon. She's, yeah, that's what it is. It's futurism. And so, yeah. And if you notice, lately, the only prophets that are coming out of the SDA Church are false lately. But that's par for the course. So anyway, this first praise I got from Sister Teresa. And she says, "Hello, Pastor Nicholas, brothers and sisters. I would like to thank the Lord for making it clear that my husband and I are making the right decision to move up north." Praise God. Answered prayer, sister. I got the window open, so every now and then you might hear some noises. My husband and I contemplated with the idea a lot, and the Lord really put it on my heart over 2.5 years. Yeah, it looks like 2.5. Ago. However, I was still unsure about making that move because that would mean we would be 4 hours away from our grown children and grandchildren. I was really torn about it. Tell me about it. Yeah, Fran and I are dealing with the same thing. So I really didn't give it too much thought and put the idea on the back of my mind. However, the Lord kept pushing and pursuing the idea. I meditated in prayer and prayed constantly about it and asked the Lord if this is His will, if somehow He could make it clear to me. Well, 2 weeks later, give or take, I received a letter addressed in my name from a realtor stating that there were people interested in buying our home. I didn't read this before. That was prophesied, Teresa. Okay, I'll tell you in a minute. The same week, I received another letter from a different realtor stating that she had 34 people interested in our home. However, I was still a little torn on the issue. The following week, I received a postcard with an owl sitting on the fence, and the words written were, "Are you still waiting on the fence about whether to buy or sell?" That postcard was unique to me because I really love birds, and I'm a bird watcher. My family nicknamed me the Bird Lady. And when I read that postcard, I also had an instant feeling of peace come over me, knowing that we were making the right decision. We are in the middle of renovating our house, and we are hoping to get it on the market by the end of August. Praise the Lord. And the reason I say it was prophesied, if you look at Spirit of Prophecy, it says, and this is what Fran and I are waiting on too, because we'd like to get out of this house, but people are just going to walk up to you and offer to buy your house. And I don't know exactly where it's at, but, you know, we could discuss that later. Praise the Lord. I want to get with Brother Mel on that. He's better versed with Spirit of Prophecy than I am. So anyway, the Lord also, she said, this is Sister Teresa continuing. She says, "The Lord also answered my prayer this week because we had a difficult time finding a handyman to complete a few things we were unable to do. A friend referred someone. However, it was much for him to do, and he mentioned that he might know someone that could handle the challenge. So after he left, I said to the Lord, I know, Lord, that you are going to send someone, and I will not allow myself to get anxious. That evening, a gentleman called, and he is supposed to be starting on Monday. Praise the Lord. And then this week, also, now it's getting obvious, sister, okay? Now it's obvious. And then this week, also, we had an electrical problem with the lights downstairs, and our neighbor down the street is an electrician, and it just happened that he had a little time to spare, and he fixed the problem within 2 hours. God is good, and praise the Lord. Amen. And I also like to thank the Lord for my garden. All the seedlings that I planted are thriving and producing. I also praise the Lord for this ministry, Pastor Nicholas, and for all the brothers and sisters. All the glory goes to the Lord. Amen, amen. Yes, and God bless everyone, she says, and she signs it. So, amen. Oh, thank you, Brother Joe. He said he just emailed me some. Amen. Praise the Lord, Sister Teresa. Okay. Another one here. This one's here from Brother Paul. Here. Get on the phone or on the radio. Probably on the radio. He was here earlier? Okay, maybe he's on the radio. Looks like it's in three parts, and it's a little lengthy. Well, not that lengthy, but it, you know, maybe take me 5 minutes. And it says, hi, Pastor and Church. Hope all is well with you all. I have some praises I'd like to share. First praise. I have a brother who has basically been mocking me since I started getting serious regarding the Sabbath, quitting meat, and secular music some weeks ago. He saw me and noticed that I was calm and I didn't look stressed. He said something like, are you going to school? I said, yes, I am. He continued, how come you don't have that stressed look for someone going to school? I used to get very angry and tired, and it was very noticeable. So I just wanted to praise and thank God for his peace, because that same day when my brother pointed out me being calm, I had actually gone to school to return a book. My school has two campuses, one in the city and one 20 miles or whatever, from the city. Kilometers from the city. I first went to the one in the city, but I didn't ask whether I could return the book because I didn't borrow it from there. So I decided to go to the one 20 kilometers away. The journey started out pretty well until we got some jam. The driver decided to avoid the traffic jam and take a shortcut. At first, it seemed like everything was going well, but as we got further into the shortcut, it seemed longer than actual route. Regardless, we kept going. We reached a point where the driver began to ask for directions, and we got kind of lost, and he wasn't entirely sure where we were, but he kept going. Eventually, I got to the place. What was supposed to be at most an hour drive took around 2 hours. I got to school late, and when I wanted to return a book, I was told the system is down. The librarian then told me I could have returned the book from town where I came from. We had a brief laugh about it, and I went back home. God's peace is truly amazing, that when everything is going wrong and it's going to get much, much worse, we will still have peace with people. We'll have peace, and people will wonder how. Also, keep my brother in prayers. His name is Bertil. You probably call him Bert for short. I have a brother named Bert. Second praise. I took the bus with a friend, and after alighting, I guess that's the term out by you, I guess getting off the bus, I entered the bank. After the security check, I realized I didn't have my glasses. They had fallen in the bus, a bus that looked similar to a number of other buses in the city. I left the bank immediately to look for my glasses and didn't know where to start. The first similar-looking bus I saw on the road, I entered and began to ask the conductors and drivers if they had seen a pair of glasses. They knew it wasn't their bus because they had come from a different place. One of the conductors then asked me if I had my ticket with me. A small piece of paper that people usually throw away after paying for fare. However, I used mine. I had kept it in my bag, and they advised me to go to the main bus stage and seek further help from the bus coordinators. When I got there, I met a man named Silas. I told him the situation I was in, and after looking at my ticket, he got the number of the conductor that had served me. However, that same bus had filled up with people and already left. Silas then started asking for the conductor to search the bus thoroughly to find the glasses. I began to wait, and as I waited, a homeless man approached me. His name was Robert. He didn't ask for money, but instead asked for me to buy him some bread. Initially, I was hesitant. I had been robbed before by a homeless man, who I spoke to for some time and even gave a track. But this was different. All he wanted was some bread. I told him to wait until I hear about my glasses, and after about 20 minutes, Silas told me that the glasses had been found. I then went with Robert as we walked to the supermarket, and we spoke briefly. And he told me he has never been to school, grown up in the streets his entire life, and was raised by others like him, who in fact gave him his name. Oh, wow. After buying bread and some juice for him, you could see he was grateful. I lost my glasses briefly, I believe, so I could bump into this man. Amen. I was just going to say that. Because I needed a different perspective on the homeless. From that one bad experience, I had become very reluctant to help out. This was something else. Yes, I still need to be careful, but at least now I have two completely different experiences to draw from. Praise be to God for directing us and leading us to where we need to be. Isn't that something? Now, he could have gotten all upset, like many of us, myself included, would get sometimes. 2 hours out of his way, a whole 9 yards. Or no, this is the other one, yeah. But, no, he loses, the glasses, and he went to the actual bus station and deal with all that and wait, and all because the Lord knew that homeless man was going to be there at that time. Praise the Lord. Okay, and the third and final praise is a short one. It says, one of my sisters subscribed to your YouTube channel. Also, we spoke about the truth of speaking in tongues and even shared the truth with some of her previous church members. I also noticed she's doing more research on end time topics, so that's good. Please to continue to keep her and my entire family in your prayers. God bless and have a blessing. Well, amen. Praise the Lord. Definitely keep her in prayer. Anybody's got a praise, by the way, just put your hand up and I'll drop the mic and you can go from there. I also want to praise the Lord for a new Loud Cry page on the website, even though it's an old page. It's been there for a while, but I don't know if you've been there. It's for those listening on the radio, it's just remnantofgod.org/loudcrier.htm. It's all one word, LUDCRIER.htm. And on there, because that woman had blessed us with the board, that electronic billboard, it changes every so often, you know. You can on this page now. We also have a newspaper article that was posted recently in Louisiana. And all the bus benches, well, not all of them, you know. The only one I have from the Michigan one is an actual graphic of the Michigan. It's just, you know, just two of them. We actually, I talked to the woman that owns the billboard, and I gave her my email address, and she promised to send me a better picture of that billboard, because I told her we may be re-upping it again another month, because she bought the billboard for us. It's just, and that's another thing I wanted to praise the Lord for. I don't know, Fran, if you still got that email, or if you sent it to me, where that one person was obviously a Christian. They thanked us for the card that was placed on their windshield. It was in Louisiana, I think, right? And but we gotta think about this, brothers and sisters, about how we're doing these cards. See, I don't do the cards. I don't put them on. I use the cards. Yes, don't get me wrong, but I don't put them on cards unless you tell the printer to make the card cheaper, make it straight paper. Don't make it shiny. Reason being is what happened to this woman. She was very graceful, very loving, thanked us left and right about the message on the card, but said, you know, I wasn't able to get to it right away, and I went and had to go someplace else. It rained a little bit, and then I got to it the next day or something like that. I can't remember exactly all she said, but now she needs to get a razor blade to get it off because she ripped it off, but it's stuck to the windshield. If you're going to put the cards on the cars, put them on the side window, the driver's side window. It's a lot easier, too. You just stick it in between the rubber and the glass, and it won't, you know. But if it does, but the problem is, if it rains, it's going to stick to that window, and it's going to be really hard for them to get that off, and it's going to upset these people. And so we need to redesign these cards or something. You know, because this isn't the first time that I've gotten, but this is the first time someone was really graceful about it. I always thought that, oh, they're just lying, they're making it up, that it's stick windshield. I'm going to take one of the cards and I'm going to stick it on my windshield. Now that I think about it, I'm going to take one of the cards, I'm going to stick it underneath my windshield wiper and let the sun have at it. Because out here, yeah, we get rain all the time, just like any place else. So we might want to consider doing it differently there. Well, if you laminate it, that's going to make it even worse and more expensive too, ain't it? Because the lamination will stick to the glass once the water gets in behind it, and then the sunlight melts it right onto the glass. That might even make it worse. Oh, my volume's down? Okay. All right. Raise it a little bit. Well, I have a video. Yeah, I know. Well, some people, getting text. So, like a driver's license type, well, then that's going to be extremely expensive if you laminate them like that. And so if you just make them paper, like a business card, the people are going to throw them out anyway. Most of them are going to throw them out anyway, and when rain gets to them, they're not going to stick to the glass. And so seriously, it's going to be a lot cheaper. A lot cheaper. You're going to be able to get a lot more cards out there for less money. So let's do that. Make them just like regular business cards. Because making them shiny like that's causing the problem. Okay, no problem, Alex. No problem at all. Let me drop the mic because Sister Fran's hand's been up a while here. So
Sabbath blessings, brothers and sisters. I have three short praises from our sisters. And the first praise is from Sister Danielle. And she says, Recently my husband was fired, and just wanted to praise God that I've been able to get through most of the trial with a smile on my face. Okay, hang on. My screen just jumped. With a smile on my face. It is hard, but I know I have to put faith in Jesus that He will get us through this. Also through this child, I feel like my vegan lifestyle is under attack because I've been told that we can't afford me to be vegan. I've stayed strong and I'm still a vegan. God is good. Keep praying daily. Praise the Lord, sister. Keep praying daily and hang in there. And the next one is from Sister Susan. And Sister Susan says, we are very thankful to our Father for His protection. My daughter, a friend of ours, and I were involved in a car accident last month, and it was during that moment that He intervened, preventing us from being ejected. Thankfully, only minor injuries were sustained. So I'm thankful, and I'm also very thankful for my church family. Praise the Lord, sister. Praise the Lord. He protects us all. And I have one more from Sister Katie. Sister Katie says, I would like to praise the Lord for answered prayer regarding help for my mom. I've been thinking a lot about her lately because of her health is declining to where she doesn't get out of bed most days due to her arthritis. I pray that there will be someone in her building that would come over a couple times every day to check on her, to clean for her, and to make food. I talked to my mom just the other day, and she said that she has someone in her building named Paula that started to come and check on her and help her with things around the apartment. I was so relieved that tears came to my eyes, knowing that I don't have to worry about her as much as I have been. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, sister. And I just want to praise the Lord for my salvation and for my church family and for all these praises. Amen.
Yes, I got your praise, Sister Vera, and Joe's. So give me a minute. I'll check, Mandy. I'm pretty sure she did, but I'll check. Okay, this next praise is from Sister Mindy. She says, Sabbath blessings, pastor and church family. I have a prayer. My husband was working the other day and putting metal sheets on a roof of a building, and he started sliding down the roof and opened his legs and feet were on the gutter, which kept him from falling off the roof, which was very high and would have been seriously hurt. Pray, Lord, for our guardian angels. Amen. I have a second praise. Praise the Lord for my garden. The Lord is blessing my garden, and everything is growing fast. Praise the Lord. Very fun. I almost fell off a roof once. Frightening on the slide down. Yeah, one of the moderators sent a PM to Ted in the room. Dwayne just told me that he has a praise, I guess. Yep, there he is. He's on the bottom there on the E's. One of the moderators get with him so that he can type out the praise to you. Let me read some of these praises from the email. So this first one, well, it's three of them. Brother Joe sent three of them. He goes, I would like to praise the Lord for allowing me to speak of him and his word with a Muslim coworker. He was asking many questions about Jesus' second coming, and I was able to share the truth with him as it is written. Please pray for this lost soul. Amen. Number two, I would like to praise the Lord for allowing me to preach text someone and texted back. They were in catechism class, so I sent them several links regarding the Satanic RCC. Please pray that soul finds the truth and does Revelation 18:4. Amen. Amen. I'm on the catechism page on my website, too. I used to teach that. I used to teach for the Catholic Church. I know what they teach. So, and then number three, I'd like to praise the Lord for the trial he has brought upon me. Someone at work is harassing and complaining to our boss on me. I need to learn how to handle it. Please keep it in prayer that the Lord will bless me with the strength to get through the situation, and if it be his will, that I can get through it and find another job. Definitely be keeping you in prayer, and the Muslim as well as that Catholic. This next praise is from Matthew keeps falling out, so if y'all could say a quick prayer for Brother Matthew that he could stay in the room, please do so. And Matthew, me too. All right, this next one here is from Sister Vera. It says, Happy Sabbath, precious brethren. I want to praise Jesus that he put it on my husband's heart to move to Palestine for a year. Christ used me to show much seeds there, or used me to sow much seeds there. First of all, once again, I got to be a silent witness for Christ through my life as I lived amidst my Muslim relatives. Once again, they got to see me stay firm in my vegetarian diet while every day they all ate mostly meat and rice. I cooked and stayed eating only vegetarian foods and shared with them that once Christ changes you, you don't want to go back to your old ways. Okay. Sorry about that. And I had to use a different browser, too. All right. So where did I leave off with Sister Vera's praise? Okay, I'll go from here. She says she cooked and stayed eating only vegetarian foods and shared with them that once Christ changes you, you don't want to go back to your old ways. Many of them knew how crazy I was about eating meat and couldn't believe I had stopped. Okay, friend, thanks. And then she says, also I got to leave many tracks all over Palestine. Many times my sister-in-law has warned that I am putting my family in their house in great danger, and when I stopped leaving tracks, Christ used me to witness personally, one by one, at the parks and family gatherings. During many relative gatherings, many got to hear me speak the precious truths of Christ. Also, during my stay at Palestine, I got to witness and share prophecy DVD with my dentist. And I also praise Jesus that my children also got to hear the truth. Please keep them all in prayer, and that these seeds will spring into eternal life, and pray earnestly that soon my husband will join Christ and we live there permanently to spread the gospel to many hungry souls, and a Seventh-day Remnant church be started in Palestine, obviously. Praise God. Christ will also send laborers there also. And lastly, I want to praise Jesus how he showed his hand in my son's life yesterday. Yesterday, my son, 5 years old, and I went to the park, and we prayed together for Jesus to help him learn to ride a bike without training wheels. And just after a couple of tries, he did it. He was all balanced and riding the bike. I get to see you smiling. You're cute kids, too, by the way. Anyway, we were praising Jesus all night yesterday. The adults and the kids in the park were so surprised. It's his first time riding the bike, and he was that good. I was able to share with my son how wonderful and blessed it is to have such a loving and awesome friend that is always there teaching his many things. Praise Jesus, and God bless precious brethren. Servant of Christ, Sister Vera. So amen, sister. Thank you for sharing. And Sister Mary has a praise. So let me drop the mic, but wait, I have to go to change it to cereal mix, and for some reason it's gone. Give me a second here, otherwise it won't record, so give me a moment, because I had to turn that off too, because my mic just does it every now and then. It sounds like it's like someone using a saw on a violin or something. All right, let me drop the mic. Oops, there we go.
Have his blessings, everybody. I hope you hear me okay. I was hesitant about sharing this. Some already know something happened to me about 2 to 3 weeks ago. And I already gave somewhat of the testimony of this, you know, this. Now, first of all, I thank God for my salvation. I thank him that he never gave up on me. He never gave up on me. Now, to know a little bit, I go into what happened, to know a little bit about my background, I dealt with severe psychological abuse for decades, and it's really scarred me deep inside. It's caused me to have PTSD. Yet, you know, if we look at the spiritual side of it, it's more of a spiritual welfare. I do have triggers that Satan uses people or incidents which, you know, come at me. And, you know, now because of what I've been through, I react and I'm not a pretty person. And, you know, this was something I've been struggling with for years. And I didn't, you know, I've been, you know, I've known Brother Nick and this ministry for years and years, and I would come back and forth into chat room. It was a year ago, this past December, that I finally cut it to God, and you know, he's been directing me to where I need the help to work toward. You know, praying to him about bridling the tongue, and, you know, I still react. Yet the work he's doing with me, it's slower and slower and slower. And, about 2 to 3 weeks ago, I got on our bus, the local bus here, and was talking to another lady on the bus. We're discussing because, you know, I do have health issues now. I don't talk too much about it. But I do have some weight issues due to the medication I was on and the unhealthy eating. And, you know, I am now, you know, with y'all, I'm thankful that, you know, I've been slowly changing over my diet and doing better. Well, I was born with a condition in my feet, which now is, you know, I have degenerative bones in my ankles. Well, I was discussing with a lady on the bus about it. You know, she's talking about walking, and I miss being able to walk in. You know, I loved going to the mountains, and, you know, I would sit in prayer with God so much. Even before I made the commitment here, I was, you know, I still had my time with God in nature, and now I have difficulty walking. And a woman, now before we got on the bus, when I walked through the bus waiting room, I noticed that there was a woman that was sitting inside, and I'm sure many of you have seen this, you know, with some people that I can see there was a very angry spirit on her. I mean, it was so manifested on her that it was powerful. I didn't know what was going on with this woman. Well, it turned out she got on the bus after me when the bus came. And as I was talking to the first woman, the angry woman, she stepped in and you know, she interrupted our conversation and started saying I was fat because of it. But look at this, I've already lost almost 30 pounds, praise the Lord, since changing my diet. So she doesn't know, you know, some of it's the medication. I'm hoping to find some more to help, which I'll discuss with y'all at the gathering. And I looked at her. I was really surprised. And I said, ma'am, this is just something I was born to my feet because, you know, I when I was told as a child to not walk too much because of the condition of my feet, I fought it. And I even got in the military. I had to fight that, but I won. And, you know, I walked, you know, I would walk and walk and walk because I knew as I got older the condition would degenerate. And like that, and then called me a liar. And, you know, me and this other lady is like, what is going on here? And, you know, she just kept on and on. I mean, she was very negative. She was directing such angry comments at me, and I didn't even know. But just out of the blue, I looked at her, but I wasn't really seeing her. I was seeing what was behind it, and I said, you know, you are the devil. And I felt bad afterward because a lot of people don't understand about warfare, and I should have tempered my words a little bit better. But I started praising God because I knew this was a situation. Anybody attacks me verbally like that, it's one of my triggers. She continued on, and the bus driver wasn't doing anything, and I, you know, and that's when I said, finally, you know, because when somebody's being disruptive on the bus, the bus driver's supposed to intervene and ask them to stop, and the bus driver didn't. When I said that, that set the woman off. It caused her to be angry. It caused that demonic spirit that's on her more angry and went off. It's like, oh, thank you, Jesus. Forgive me for, you know, just blurting out. I should have asked that more. And I felt bad because I didn't ask that more before I went out. Please rattle my tongue. And the lady I was talking to and I were just telling her, you don't need to be, you know, you don't know me. You know, just trying to talk to her. Well, the bus driver got mad at me. I've known this driver for years, and I've had problems with her for years. But she told me that if I don't stop, that she's going to put me off the bus. And I was like, but she's, and the bus driver said, I don't care. Stop or I'll put you off the bus. She said, I don't drive buses for school children, and I'm not doing it here. And I'm like, wait a minute here. I was trying to be as calm as I could, but I was starting to get irritated because this was just like, and it was agitating me, and it was one of my triggers. But I knew, you know, I know now to think, okay, you know, pray to God that, okay, help me in this situation. But I knew it was emergency. I needed emergency prayer. So I, you know, both me and the other woman were, you know, we hushed up, but, you know, the other woman kept provoking and provoking and provoking. And I knew that I would end up if I did not get that immediate help, that I would end up into my bad behavior. And so I sent out a text message to an emergency prayer several of the brothers and sisters here who I had their phone number because I needed that immediate help because I knew if I didn't get that help in the situation, and I thank God for giving me that, you know, giving me the knowledge and helping me discern when I need this so that I don't react this badly. Because this woman, I had an angry spirit like this woman did at one time for a long time. And I had a picture of a picture, and you can see that angry spirit on there. Anyway, sent out the text message. Now, when we got to Walmart, the bus let us off, and we started walking. And, you know, I didn't think anything of it, but then here comes that angry woman behind me, and she started screaming and yelling at me. She was saying, "You did me wrong." And she said, "You said I'm the devil." And I stopped and I turned, "Ma'am, I'm truly sorry. Would you please forgive me? I should not have called you the devil." I said, "But there is a demonic spirit." She would not even listen any further. "I'm a Christian. I go to church." And she kept on and on and on. And she said, "You need to read your Bible." I said, "Yes, ma'am, I do. I read it every day." And she kept on and on. "You need to get on your knees and pray." I said, "Yes, ma'am, I get on my knees." And, but I, you know, was trying to say to her, "Ma'am, it's, you know, sometimes we are open to demonic spirits." She said, "No, you're the devil." I mean, she had this, it was so sad. I said, "Ma'am, my heart goes out to you. I pity you because I used to have that kind of spirit. I don't have a devil on me. You do." And she was screaming and yelling all the way, you know, while we were walking to the lobby, the entranceway. And I just stopped again and said, "Ma'am, your fruits are rotten." You know, when she kept saying she goes to church and she's a Christian. That's another thing that I should have held my tongue about. "My fruits aren't rotten, yours are." And I was like, "Oh, Lord, please, I'm sorry," you know. But even as she was screaming and yelling at me the whole time, I was praising. I was like, "Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the situation. I knew that I would not have been able to handle that because normally I would be back. I would be the one they call the police on because I would come back harder than they come to me. But if it wasn't for these emergency prayers, if it wasn't for that, I would not have been able to make, I would not have been able to handle this." But I felt a calmness and peace, and I kept praising God. And we were inside, and while I was getting, you know, my buggy, my walker around and getting the wheelchair, she's just on and on and on, and you know, you can see it on the cameras and everything. But you know, finally I said, "Ma'am, you need to be delivered." And it was just like, you know, she's just telling me, "Get on your knees." And it stopped right there. It was like something else took over me because I knew she needed to be delivered. And I stood there right in the middle of the, you know, the entranceway of the Walmart, and raised my hands to God, and I just looked right at him, and I was not, it didn't matter to me who was walking in or out by me and seeing me and thinking, you know, she's a fool or she's, you know, what's wrong with her. I didn't care. I just stood there, and I could feel the power. So, oh, heart, as I raised my hands to God, and I said, "God, I ask you to please deliver this woman from this angry spirit in Jesus' name. Amen." And it was just as simple as that. As I started to pray, she ran. She ran. But I knew it wasn't her running. It was the demon that was on her foot. And then, you know, we just went around shopping. It was no more because I did not encounter her for the rest of the time we were shopping until it was time to get back to the bus station. When I got back, she was already there. And I could see the woman, that angry spirit was gone. She was very contrite. And just to be able to see Jesus do this for somebody else, to deliver him from this type of spirit, just to physically see this, was so amazing. When I come by, you know, we were very cordial. I said, did you get everything you needed? And she said, yeah, I got everything I needed. But she was just so contrite on the way home when we got on the bus. And it was just such an amazing, amazing thing just to be able to see Jesus, you know, work in front of me. And I don't know if I'm glorifying myself. God, I thank you and I praise you and I ask you to help me, you know, still continue to work with not, you know, focusing on me. But I thank God to have the honor to be used as a vessel. And I could not have done that without the prayers of my brothers and sisters here to be used as a vessel. And we've got to remember that in the world nowadays that we can be used as vessels to help people that are hurting or angry or, you know, have these spirits do not know. Be open to God and thank Him and ask for the honor to be used by Him to speak the words needed for His help. Because these people, they're like the third mustard seed, some of them. When, you know, the parable of the mustard seeds, you know the third one is the one that receives the word. But they get choked up with the world concerns, and many of them don't care. But there's some that's still inside in the weeds that do care, and they can't get out without somebody being used by Christ to pull that weed, to get that opening. So we are to stand in the hedge, in the gap for these people. So, you know, if I gave glory to myself, I'm really sorry, but this was such a blessing and an honor to see this situation. I don't know what else to say, but I just wanted to share it with y'all, you know. And I thank y'all for being there. For y'all, you know, I got message after message after message about, you know, I was looking at it while I was in the store. At my phone in the store, you know, every one of y'all, you know, just saying, you know, we're praying with you. So I just want to share that, you know, we are vessels here on earth. We must keep striving, and even if we slip, you know, get on your knees, ask for forgiveness, and just continue on, because we are in a world where people are, they need God, they know Him, they just can't get back, and He reaches out to them. And so I'm just asking, you know, remember that we've got a lot more now. Okie dokie. I'm done. Thank y'all. Thank y'all for this. I love y'all. And God.
Thank you so very much for sharing, sister. That was amazing. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ. To see His hand move that quick. Too bad the bus driver didn't see it. You know, maybe she saw it later when she saw how the woman was all calmed down. But maybe she didn't even understand why. So, amen. Amen and amen. Is anybody else got any other praises? Oh, Brother Sean has one. And then I want to share something with everybody here that is very important. Go ahead. Oh, Eli's got something too. I says, all right, let me drop the mic.
Sabbath blessings, everyone. Can you guys hear me? Yes. Praise the Lord. All right. I have a couple praises here, and then I have a couple of my own. Sister Lynette says that when she moved to where she is, she was able to share some information with her mother, who's a pagan. and she got a chance to tell her about the Mark of the Beast and also about Sunday laws. And she says that some things her mother wasn't open to, but she at least listened to most of it. So she wanted to praise the Lord for being able to share the truth with her mother. And I echo that. Praise the Lord. And then from Ted, he says, the other day, I was out doing some shopping. When coming out of the store while walking across the parking lot, I noticed what looked to be a homeless person. As I approached my vehicle, he politely asked me for any help. Reaching into my pocket and thumbing through the coins, my first inclination was to give him a 2-pound coin. But something in my spirit said to give him all of it. I promptly gave him all of it. He thanked me, went across the lot before I could have a conversation with him. This might not sound like much until you know the circumstances. I normally don't carry cash. In this, not going to say the area, it is a rare thing to see a homeless person. People in Europe do not say, "May God bless you." As I reflected upon his words, a deep, indescribable love for the man began to sink in. As it did, I could not stop sobbing for several minutes. Only then is it that I thought upon my prayers that God would give me more love for my fellow man and keep my eyes off my trials and upon him. While thinking that I had blessed this gentleman, but it was through him that God blessed me, only after I fully obeyed his prompting. And amen to that, brother. That actually brings something to mind. And I can actually share this with part of my trial, because when he's talking about there with, part of my praises, but when he's talking about there having more love for his fellow man and how he blessed that man, and by him blessing that man, he himself was blessed. And, you know, if we read Spirit of Prophecy, she does talk about how the love that, how it's best for us to love God and to love our neighbors as ourselves. Because if we love God with all our heart, soul, and mind, that's how we get the best. It's interesting the way God made it work. That's how we receive the best blessings. You know, that's how we grow. And so if anybody wants to be wise or anything else like that, it comes through loving your Father with all your heart, soul, and mind. And that's just the way he designed it all. Amen, Matthias. It is truly better to give than to receive. And to love our neighbors as ourselves also. You know, that will also bless us immensely. Praise the Lord for just coming across that quote, because I came across that quote a couple of weeks ago, and it just really hit home. It was just, with everything that has been going on lately, it just was something I really needed to hear. Unfortunately, you know, I've shared before, you know, over a year ago, I did something and I really messed up my own walk. And so I had to keep fighting and working at certain parts, even things that I haven't struggled with for a long time, I find myself struggling with. For example, you know, just getting annoyed very, very easily with people. And I wanted to praise the Lord for seeing that quote, because it really helped me to realize that in the pursuit of the truth that is in the Scriptures, I can't forget about the basic fundamental point, and it is love. And I know that, you know, people might accuse us of being too soft or things like that. You know, and of course, you know, there can be mistakes that you can make, and there can be times when you hold up or you withhold the truth when you really shouldn't. But it's that love that is really what's going to be able to reach through to the people. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for his help and his, you know, everything that he's been strengthening us. And I want to praise the Lord for, you know, just last night as well, how, you know, we could really, you can really tell the Sabbath and the way, you know, when things happen, when the Sabbath is going to be a special Sabbath. Because we were only a couple hours into Sabbath, and I felt more invigorated than I have in I don't know how long, like more energy and everything than I have in a while. And I wanted to praise the Lord for that. And I was going through, you know, looking through some, you know, music, which was one of my old trials that I used to struggle a lot with. I played video games all my life, so video game music would and will still try to constantly run through my head. If something happens, immediately a song will start popping up, and it's really annoying. And that's just the way I lived my life, and so it's something I've been fighting and struggling with. But I've been so on the pursuit. I was looking for, you know, blessed music, and I'm not saying that any of the music isn't blessed, but just something that I could, you know, something that I could play that would replace in my mind the music that I used to listen to. And, you know, although I played video games pretty much my entire life, there was one specific music artist that, in all of the games that I played, that this person probably has over like 1,000 songs, and I was very familiar with their music, so I had to cultivate, as we read last night, you know, cultivate that love for spiritual things. You know, I had to find a way, I needed to find something to replace that type of music. And I wanted to praise the Lord because last night I was coming across, you know, some blessed music. For example, Christian music, of course, with you know, two of my favorite instruments, the piano and violin, and it was very helpful. And also was listening to some songs, and just it really started to affect me. It really started to hit me. Recently, my aunt passed away, and purposefully, I forced myself not to cry during the entire thing. And, you know, just, I guess, just trying to be like the way my dad is, because that's just how I see my dad, is he's very strong in that aspect, and he just, I have almost never seen him cry, ever. And I was just trying to be strong and be there for the people, and thought, oh, well, you know, I could do it on my own time, so that nobody would have to see me do that. And I don't know, I just feel like it kind of messed with me in a little bit, because it got to a point where I felt like I couldn't show some type of emotions. And it wasn't until last night, and I was listening to the music, and all of a sudden I just started feeling like I was going to cry. And I was like, why is this happening? I was like, why am I feeling like I'm going to cry? But it was, you know, after I did, and, you know, after everything happened and I was listening to the blessed music, that I started to feel better, and I mean a lot better. That's why I was saying, you know, when this Sabbath started, you can tell when it's, you could pretty much tell it's going to be a special Sabbath, because I felt invigorated just a couple hours in. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for helping me in my heart and actually helping to give me some of my patience back and strength, because I saw that today when sharing the truth, even in the manner of when I was trying to preach to people, it's different. It's not the same. And there's a lot more patience there, like a lot, like a very deep patience there. And I wanted to praise the Lord because, you know, he just helps us with everything that we need. You know, and I was sitting there earlier that day, and I was thinking about it, and I was like, I know. You know, because I was thinking there, you know, that old music that I used to listen to, it just sits there and plays in my head, and I'm starting to think, you know, am I going to find anything that's going to replace that, that can, you know, kick that out so I don't have that worldly stuff playing through my head constantly? And lo and behold, on the very same day that I was thinking it, and I knew something was going to happen, but on the very same day that I was thinking it, you know, I was very blessed, and so I wanted to praise the Lord for that. All right, I also want to praise the Lord for, we're going through some issues here, some very severe monetary issues here, and I wanted to praise the Lord for continually helping us to help us get through this trial. And I woke up yesterday morning, Friday morning, and it was like 4-something in the morning, and the situation was sitting on my head, like the monetary issue, and I just kept thinking about it, kept thinking about it, and I was like, all right. And I flipped over, and I turned on my phone, and I just went to go check my bank account, because I was led to check my bank account, and I looked in, and I saw the funds were worse than I thought they had been, and I was sitting there, I was like, well, that's weird, I don't remember having that little bit. And I clicked on, you know, the statement to see what was going on. And some of the things, because I sign up for things, and it automatically takes payment from you. And I didn't realize it. And Amazon Prime took almost $100 from me. And I was like, whoa. And that is a lot of money for right now. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for just waking me up and leading me to look on that, because they just took it from me on Thursday, and I was able to just go directly to their site and just look through the things, and the Lord directed me as I was clicking, and that way to be able to just click, and they'd be able to give the entire refund right back to you, you know, and I didn't have to worry about it, you know, anything. And I wanted to praise the Lord because He gave me the strength to be able to get through that, and also how His trials that He's giving me are, I'm starting to notice, I guess, because this trial seems similar to things that I've been through before, and so I'm starting to notice that, okay, well, this has happened, something has happened before where something took money from me that shouldn't have taken money from me, and I just went, to the people, and they immediately gave me a refund, and so I was able to do the same exact thing, and I had the same type of patience and the thoughts in my mind that, oh, well, he's gonna do something. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for all the continued trials that He continually puts us through, because, you know, if we look at it and we really sit down and hang these trials in Memories Hall and the praises, we realize and recognize just in the way that He works, and even though that sometimes it seems like He steps in at the last moment, that's the time He needed to step in, and so there's really nothing to even worry about. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that, and also for just a smaller praise towards immediate help for prayers whenever we ask Him for certain things. You know, there was, as I was, for example, at the funeral, and, you know, there's a bunch of people that were crying around, and I just tried to, like I said, I was trying to remain strong for the others, and something happened to where I literally just almost lost it all. And it was starting to happen, and then I just spoke a quick prayer out loud, and I was like, Father God, give me strength. And it took 2 seconds before it just stopped. And I wanted to praise the Lord for that, because it's not just that, but a bunch of other things where it's just, I just ask Him for something simple, really quick, and He just answers the prayer immediately, like that. And so I wanted to praise the Lord for that. But Sabbath blessings, everyone. Enjoy the rest of your Sabbath, and God bless.
Sabbath blessing, everyone. Can you all hear me? Okay, I'm gonna make it. Quick. As you all know, I used to live with brethren in another state, and I don't know if the Lord revealed this to me, but I was relating my situation with my brethren with the experience of Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego. This is not about them going into the fire. So, I'm not stronger than them or anything like that. But I just want to say that when they were around Babylon, remember when the Israelites were disobedient to God. So it was taken away from them by the Babylonians. So now it was Daniel, Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego had to deal with Babylon. They were surrounded by sin. So being surrounded by sin and have to overcome that daily. And of course, as we all know from the prophecy, it was 70 years before the next, before the next temple being built. But anyway, what I'm trying to say is, when I was surrounded with brethren, I was mainly being careless, being, for lack of a better term, is not being charitable towards my brethren. I was always complaining. Instead of seeing myself, instead of examining my own self, I was focusing on the mistakes of others. So, and thinking about this now is like, we are brethren, we shouldn't be like this. We should be doing the work together, we should be in one accord with each other as brethren, because we are in Babylon. I mean, we're not of the world, but we are surrounded in Babylonian customs and paganism and stuff. And now I made a mistake. So, as some of us always sometimes made a mistake. Now I've been bouncing around different states, and everywhere I go, I'm surrounded with Babylon, alcohol, unclean foods, cursing people around, people cursing around, and television and all sort of paganism. So, just because if I didn't treat my brethren well, please forgive me, and now I have to deal with another training because I did not do what I'm supposed to do. So, just like when Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego surrounded into the area, but it wasn't their fault, it was the fault of their forefathers who did not obey God. So, now what I'm trying to say is the training will be harder if we don't obey God. Same thing as what Brother Nick was saying, if we don't obey God, even though we're trying to repent, it's the thought of sin will always be there and will be knocking on the door. So I just want to praise the Lord for this. And the training right now is kind of harder for me because I'm surrounded by relatives that do a lot of stuff I'm not supposed to do, and buying and selling on Sabbath and all sorts of things. But praise the Lord for His promise and for His word. It's kind of like I treat this like a spanking on me, because I didn't treat my brethren well, because without charity we are nothing. And even though it doesn't matter if you memorize the Bible, if you don't have charity, you're not going to bring people to Christ, because Christ taught charity. But the next thing is for the work. I was passing out tracts around, and I ran into a couple, and they said to me, "What you got?" I said, "Sunday Alois, Mark of the Beast," and they were like reading it, and they said, "Jesus loves, walk away." I said, "You want the third walk away from you?" I forgot what I said, but anyway, they read the card, and they didn't want to accept the card. They said, "Jesus loves, walk away." So I walk away and just keep doing it, and I'm in another state again. And as I was, I think it was just this week that I was passing out tracks, and I put a track on someone's car, and the guy did not see me. He's inside. I think he was reading newspaper or maybe checking his phone. He did not see me put his track while he's inside. This is the first time it happened to me. So I just want to praise the Lord for protection and for all the prayers that the brethren, we pray for each other. And I would like to share some quotes before I pass the mic. It says here, "Do something, though it's soon, with all thy might, an angel's wing would droop, if long at rest, and God himself, inactive, were no longer blessed. And then, let the individual members of the church take up their appointed work of diffusing as well as receiving light. Not one is excusable in being idler in the Lord's vineyard. Do not hesitate to work for the Lord because you think you can do but little. Do your little with fidelity, for God will work with your efforts. He will write your name in a book of life as one worthy to enter in the joy of the Lord. So if you're not doing the work, you are wrong. I'm not trying to run over somebody here, but if we are remnant and we're not doing the work, and it's only tiny, not even a fraction of this population in this world, please do the work. If you're sitting around and can do it online, please do it. We cannot be sitting around doing nothing. I am guilty of this myself. So I put myself on the blame. I'm not blaming anybody, I blame myself. If I did not push any brother or sister to do the work, please forgive me, but let's do what we can, every sweat, every step in the way, to glorify Christ, not ourselves. We are just, because God, we are only borrowing the bread of life from God. This is, it's all about the Godhead family, it's not about us. God can take the life that he gave us anytime, so please make the most out of it, because it's our duty. We're not trying to exalt ourselves, because exaltation only belongs to God. So please do the work online, texting, anywhere, whatever you do. Do it for the glory of God. Sabbath blessings, everyone. Thank you so much.
All right, can you hear me now? Is it better? Okay. So like I said, since we're dealing with technology and stuff like that, of course, when it comes to account licensing, account management and stuff like that, people get very touchy. And also when it comes to trying to get their equipment up, people are very touchy too. Cause plus they're in a rush with for example, we get a server out to them, we deliver a server to them today, it gets there tomorrow. Tomorrow they're expecting to use it, but that's not how things go. First got to set it up and activate it and stuff like that. But one of the clients that we have is a church. And they're one of the super churches out there. And they call every day, and the guy been asking me, "Hey, can we use our server?" I say, "Right now the network test doesn't look good." And he got a lot of colorful words for me when I tell him no, he can't use it, or you know, and he gets very angry because he says we're paying you guys all this money and go into a lot of colorful words I can't say because Sabbath, and also because you know we can't use profanity. So what the Lord helped me with was, and also it's another client too that's been calling, and I've been dealing with him as well, and he's another one that has a lot of colorful words when I tell him his stuff cannot, it doesn't work. It works, but it's just the fact that I gotta take time to activate the appliance and install software on it. It takes me about at least 24 to 48 hours to do it, especially when it comes to testing it. But this week was apparently a little bit different. One of the guys that called, he called and he said, "Hey, I need you to set this thing up for me. You've been taking way too long. We're going to TeamViewer session." So I went ahead and did TeamViewer session. And as I'm listening to the guy, I'm praying in my head for the Lord to just keep my anger at bay, because yes, he's very agitating when he gets upset, and he kind of pushes my buttons a little bit. So I was praying in my head as I was going along during the TeamViewer session, And as I'm getting ready to log into the TeamViewer session, give me his user ID and password. And as I'm praying, my TeamViewer freezes. And I said, oh, excuse me, let me go ahead and update the TeamViewer. Went and tried to update. It's froze again. And he said, oh, it's froze again? I said, yes, it's froze again. And he said, okay, just transfer me to somebody else. And I said, okay. So I transferred to another coworker of mine's named Mike. And he went ahead and dealt with them, which was kind of a praise the Lord moment for me. I felt bad for Mike because he had to deal with them, but that was a stress relief for me. Then the other client, he called, and then this is the church, and he is very irate because it's been almost 4 days since he got his server, and he was agitated. And I said, well, sir, I can't do anything. This is a network issue on your side. There's nothing I can do on my end. And he starts using very colorful language, and as I'm praying in my head, the line just disconnects, like, immediately. He calls back. I pick up the phone. I say, sorry, disconnected, and he started back arguing, trying to argue with me. It disconnected again. Called back a third time. He starts arguing with me again. It disconnects. So he calls back one more time. And he just says, you know what, let me just speak to somebody else. And then it disconnects again, which, well, we found out that it was a bandwidth issue on our end. But he called back, and he called back, and somebody else answered the phone, and it stayed online the whole entire time he was on the phone with somebody else. Unfortunately, once again, I felt sorry for that coworker because he had to deal with them. But it was a praise the Lord moment in my sock. I think the Lord knew that I was going to, like, eventually I was just going to lose my patience and just, you know, start debating with him a bit on, and I was trying hard not to just tell him, hey, this is something you need to figure things out on your end and stuff like that. But that was a great praise the Lord. This was a great week. I didn't have to deal with stressful clients this week. Another praise the Lord moment was, one, I lost, as I've mentioned probably before at past testimony services, I have two websites. One's LordsChildrenRemnant.org. The other one is looseempire.com. And looseempire.com was basically a blog website where I put poetry up, and also other things about day to day subjects on articles that I read from Brother Nicholas' website, and then write my own little summary of it and so forth, and share it with people. Unfortunately, last night I found out that particular site has been down for almost 3-4 weeks. I said maybe it was because I just started posting up more stuff on the comparisons between the French Revolution and the end times, and how Satan plans on using he was using the French as this template for the time of the end. And as soon as I put that up, I think that was the last article I put up on there, and it's down. So unfortunately, I tried to recover it last night, and unfortunately, the backup database that I had of it was corrupted, so I had to basically call that website a lost cause. Then, unfortunately, and then I went to bed, and the other website is LordsChosenRemnant.org. And the other website that I woke up this morning about 6 o'clock, as usual, and the Lord had me read some pages out of the Bible, and then I think it was the Holy Ghost that compelled me to check Lord's Chosen Remnant as well, because after I saw Loose Empire got under attack and it's basically gone, I said, I don't want to take chances with this website either. So I went ahead and I checked, And of course, that one was having an issue too. But this was a good issue. I don't know why people would call it a good issue, but this was pretty good. Because it was down, I couldn't get to the website. And when I put the website in, it basically showed nothing. And I said, okay, let me go ahead and log in. Went and logged in. And I couldn't figure out what was going on. And this is one thing that I started to feel a little bit depressed a little bit because I couldn't find out what was going on with it. So, and that's another thing the Lord has helped me with, not get depressed when I'm doing something for Him and bad things happen. Always try to look on the brighter side of things. So what I did was I did what any other person would do or any technician would do when they try to solve a problem: take a nap. Best thing in the world. So I went back to bed after I finished reading the Bible, woke back up this morning about 10 o'clock, took another look at the Lord's Chosen Remnant site, and I said, okay, and I believe the Lord helped me look at the fact that the error was given me was based on the counter, because I put a counter on the website since me and Brother Sean and Brother Ellie went to D.C. and passed out tracts. And I noticed that, I think Wednesday, when I last checked the website, it was at about, I think, 18,000. So, 18,000 hits on the site. Since then, I think that was April or February when we went to D.C., I believe. So it's been about a good 18,000 people that hit the site since then. And as I was checking, I saw that the counter maxed out at, I think it was 2,200, I believe, and I'm at 22,000, and it crashed the whole website. I said, wow, that's a good thing. So, well, it's good that it reached 22,000. Bad thing was that the website was down. So I went ahead and removed that plugin off the site. And the site was back up running normal again. And then the Lord gave me another idea. Those blogs, even though Loose Empire is gone now, I could still take the opportunity if I could find all my documentation on the post that I put up from it. It's a lot of posts that I did. But if I could find all the documentation, I could just make a blog section on Lord's Chosen Remnant and just put the same stuff there. Since it's biblical anyway, I just wanted another area so that if people make comments and stuff like that, I could just respond back to them in a public domain. But I could do the same thing on Lord's Chosen Remnant, which I have no problem doing. So right now I'm working on that at the Sabbath. But overall, it's been a very interesting day and week, and I thank the Lord for helping me with getting through it. And I thank you guys for listening to my testimony.
Amen. Praise the Lord, brother. It's amazing. Everything's happening just as the Lord would have it happen. Yeah, I love it. Every 3 months we get together and do this. Actually, every week we do this on Friday nights, but the Lord knows we do this every 3 months, directly after we do communion. And so what I'm about to read is, you got to understand the timing of this. Something Brother Darren, Brother Dwayne was given in a dream last night. You know, the vision on, like I was talking about earlier, the vision upon our beds. As many of us have these. But this one's pretty direct. And the timing was perfect because the Lord knows we do this every 3 months. And the Lord knows we record these gatherings. And all the people that believe the way we do, especially those that claim to be Seventh-day Remnant, will hear this all around the world. You know, because they listen to our Sabbath services while we're sleeping, because it's the round world, and so, you know, you know, while we're up, they're sleeping, and vice versa. And the fact that Brother Dwayne is a Seventh-day Remnant member shows the Lord loves this church enough to warn them, to share this with them. And so this is the dream, or the vision, if you will, or the letter that Dwayne sent me this morning. And thank you, brother, for sending in an email, too, because there's my phone's in the other room. You know. But anyway, this is what he sent. It says, I had a vision in my sleep. I was standing before a huge gate, which was closed, and no one could enter through this door, only those that had unspotted garments. And I looked to my left, and what looked appeared to be a very bright light, and he had a two-edged sword in his right hand, and his body was the appearance was that of a bright sun. And I fell to my knees, and he had a pair of wings. And I asked him, why was this gate closed? And he said, only those that were pure and had their garments unspotted from the world. And I looked behind me and I saw a multitude, thousands upon thousands. These are they that call me Lord. They could not enter through this gate because they were found with filthy garments. And these are they that were found wanting and repented not of their abominations. I have given them a space of time to repent. Keep thy garments clean and unspotted. I come quickly. I awoke from sleep and wept bitterly. So, this has good news. Well, this is all good news, obviously, but the fact that he's sharing it, the Lord is speaking to a Seventh-day Remnant brother in the faith, just like many of us have had these dreams. This is not, we're not going to be uplifting Dwayne or me or anybody else that has these dreams. But the fact that the Lord takes time out of his busy eternity to come and share these things with us shows us that we're doing something right, but we're also doing something wrong. And we have a space to repent for those of us that are not striving onto the perfection we should be. And those that are striving, he says, to keep your garments clean and unspotted. Because he's coming quickly. We know what we're looking at out there. This is why we keep talking about obedience, reading your Bible daily, and really giving up your old ways and not just giving him lip service like all the world does. Everybody calls themselves Christians. That you know, right? I mean, there's a lot of people out there that claim to be Christians, and you know by their fruits, they're not Christians. But then you still can't judge them because you don't know where their heart's at. But still, we know what the fruits are, and we know why he's talking to us or sharing with us through his word, not just in dreams, but through his word. We have an understanding of things that others don't. I mean, look what for example, the SDA church. Why would he, I mean, like, they've got prophets popping up left and right that are false prophets. Why would he speak with them? And I'm not claiming Dwayne's a prophet. I'm a prophet. None of us are prophets. We understand prophecy. We're students of prophecy. But, yeah, good point, friend. What Dwayne was shown in the dream was thousands upon thousands of them that were standing behind him couldn't get in. And they were all Christians. You know, that latter rain, when that falls, that's an abundancy of the former rain. But a lot of people that have the former rain aren't going to get to heaven. We did a study on this a while back. And there's a lot of people that have the Holy Spirit that aren't listening to him and will eventually lose the Holy Spirit. Just like it says in the scriptures, I found at least 38 times to show the Baptists that they're once under grace, always under grace. Isn't true. You can leave you can walk away from Christ. And it's done in the most trivial ways sometimes. I just realized I didn't turn on the microphone, so that entire thing that I just read wasn't recorded. But Brother Joe's recording it. So if you can send me this recording too, brother, that would be nice. What I do is I turn on the stereo mix for the people talking, and then I turn on the microphone when I got to talk. But I didn't hit it. But you guys can hear me. My computer can't hear me because I just noticed the recording button is going up and down, but the VU meter is dead. It's flatlined. So I'll just turn it off. There's no reason to record it any further because it's, you know, not going to be read it again. Yeah, but then I have to go and edit, and Joe's already recorded the whole thing anyway, so hopefully there's no, you know, I'm not lagging on Joe's end. But my point is, the Lord's point is in all this in regards to his scripture and the timing of everything that we're seeing and what's going on out there in the world, especially the fact that all these there's a guy that just now, and they're working through WorldNet Daily, he's out there saying that Jesus Christ is literally coming on the feast of, I can't remember which feast day he said it was. Has anybody seen that article? I wasn't going to comment on it because it'll lead people to go and try to see what he has to say, and they might fall for his falderal. Because he's saying that Jesus Christ is coming on a specific date. I mean, the article says, what? We can actually know the day and the hour of Jesus' return? So, yeah, that's the one, Matthew. Yeah, so he knows the day and that's the one. No one knows the day or the hour. Yeah, exactly, sister. But this guy out there, and he's a pastor, and people follow him, and they believe it. And so this is why the obedient people of God are shunned and hated, but loved of Jesus. This is why he'll share these things with us. This is why when we go into the scriptures, we understand things that most can't see. Like, for example, like I was saying earlier, the Seventh-day Adventists don't seem to have any problem. They're the general conference leaders. I'm not saying the people. A lot of the Seventh-day Adventists, just like with the Catholics. The Catholics I don't have a big issue with because they're just trusting and being loyal to their leaders. All the Seventh-day Adventists are doing the exact same thing, right down to calling us SDA bashers, like the Catholics call us Catholic bashers. But they don't understand. We don't really have a problem with them. They're just being loyal. They're deceived because they won't open their Bibles. Their leaders are saying homosexual marriage is okay. Their leaders are saying it's okay to ordain women as pastors and general conference leaders. And I'm not going to go down the list. We know. We know it's all out there now. We know how bad it's gotten in that church, and it has fallen, just like the prophecy said it would fall. And this is why when we open up our Bibles, we understand what we're looking at because we're obedient. And this is why we get these dreams and visions. And so again, keep your garments clean for those of you that are striving. But at the same time, he's given us plenty of time to repent as well because we all, myself included, still have a lot of dross to burn off. I praise God with an unspoken praise like I was sharing yesterday in regards to something he revealed to me yesterday. Problem that I was having. And I prayed about it, and I even went to bed real late the other night because before I went to bed, I just sat down on that chair in the living room and I just started talking to the Lord. And I got upset, and then I was, being a little bit short. No, I wouldn't say I was yelling or nothing like that. No, I was just wondering why certain things were being allowed to happen in certain ways and why I don't understand why I know what I did recently was wrong. I can't figure out why. Because I know what I was preaching was truth in regards to this one situation that went down. It wasn't in church. It wasn't an online thing, no. But there was something that happened, and I was sharing truth in regards to what was going on. And why this is happening is because this other thing's happening. It was all true. But the Lord revealed something to me in regards to how I delivered it. But it wasn't until the next morning when I woke up that he showed me that. Because all night long, I was sitting there praying and praying. All day long, I was praying and praying. Couldn't figure out why. But if I wasn't in his word daily, or if you aren't in your Bibles daily, when you wake up in the morning and he gives you a Bible verse, and he doesn't give you a chapter and verse either, because why? I mean, mankind put that there. He just gives you, well, if you're that good at memorizing, maybe the chapter and verse will come to mind. But for me, no, it doesn't. The verse comes to mind. But if I hadn't been reading his Bible on a regular basis, I wouldn't have heard that verse in the morning because not only are my eyes clouded by the world, my ears too. His voice is just as loud to everybody. The only difference is a lot of us have a tendency to put our hands over our ears because we don't want to hear it. We want to continue to wear the clothing we wear. We want to continue smoking the tobacco we smoke. We want to continue drinking the alcohol we drink or eating the meat with the blood in it. Or just plain eating meat. I mean, there's even the clean meat, because in today's world, it'll be a real neat trick to find clean meat in today's world. I mean, seriously, unless you literally raise the cow in a bubble where even the chemtrail atmosphere can't get to it, because we know it was prophesied that our atmosphere, the air we breathe, would be poisoned by Satan. And look at where we're living. And I'm not even talking about air pollution. That's been a problem since I was a kid. Remember the old term smog? Yeah, well, the animals are breathing that too. Yeah. So, yeah, even organic meat, the animal still has to breathe because the chemtrails out there, or he still has to eat the grass in the field. That stuff is out there. They literally have poisoned the planet. This is a different world. This is not the way it was back before the end time started. And this is why the knowledge has been increased. We understand the word a lot better. We're getting the dreams. We're getting the visions. And that's why we give thanks before we eat, because even if you eat something that's poisonous, it's not going to harm you if you pray. But you cannot give thanks for something he did not give. Because a lot of people have a hard time understanding. I says, well, what do you mean? He says, well, the Lord never said you can eat that pork chop. Why are you giving them thanks? Because if you're going to do that, well, then thank me for the $1 million I just gave you. Well, wait, you never gave it to me. Yeah, well, I don't care. Thank me anyway, because that's what you're doing to God. You're thanking him for the pork chop, and he told you not to eat it. So how can you thank him for it? So praise the Lord. But we have a time to repent. We got a lot of work to do. We got to keep the garments that are clean, as clean as we possibly can. But still, there's a lot of dross we got to burn off. Think about that. We all know people like this. We all know people that are out there that claim to be Christians and aren't. I mean, look at the video I did recently about Lady Gaga. She is a religious Roman Catholic. She says that, and her priest echoes it. And that's the extreme end of the rainbow, of course, yeah. But there's a lot of people out there. When I used to be, hang out in the bike with the bikers and stuff like that, a lot of them call themselves Christians. But still, they had the MC on their back. Or just the 13. These guys would kill people for money, but they're Christians. This is a weird world, strange world. But praise the Lord that he loves us enough to warn us. He's done this many times throughout the Word. He's done this many times throughout our lives. It all depends on how we react to the warnings. Because all he can do is speak the Word. And that's something, Janet. Yeah, 1 minute she's Roman Catholic, and the next minute she's Luciferian. Wow. Confusion. That's today's world. Yeah, that's why I coined the Cratheists. There's a lot of people out there that call themselves Christians, but they're actually atheists. But they only use the name Christ or Christian to take away their shame. Isaiah chapter 4, verse 1 is more or less them in a nutshell. But wow. Yeah, good point, Marie. You can literally memorize the scriptures word for word. Look at the doctors of divinity. They know it all. They don't have to be taught. They can't be taught anything else. That's what I call the 18-inch problem. You can have it all in your head, but not in your heart. Big difference, The truth can be good inside the brain, yeah, but let it drop 18 inches into the heart. Okay, it's just all symbolic, of course. The heart doesn't have a brain, but you know what I mean. But yeah, praise the Lord. Think about that, though. And I'm not saying the Seventh-day Adventist Church is the only church out there that's going to go to heaven. I am not saying that. And neither is the Lord. I mean, it's as far as we understand it, there are people out there that believe the way we do. We just haven't met them yet. And Revelation 18:4 is pretty plain. They need to come out of the churches they're in. Or if they're already out and wondering where we're at. Well, we need to get together, and eventually we will when we get home to heaven, because, you know, some of us just will never meet on this planet. It's just the way it's going to be, you know. But yeah, times are getting close. Or his return is getting close, rather. So I truly, really do hope and pray that we are all blessed on this Sabbath day. If you can kneel, let's finish in prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you again for blessing us on this Sabbath day with your presence. Thank you for giving us what we need to get through life. And thank you for revealing to us when we still have a lot more work to do. And thank you for also giving us a loving hug from heaven when we're doing our best. But we know, Father, we're not to sit back and relax. We know to take heed, because we know we can fall. And so please bless us in the remainder of this Sabbath day and the remainder of our lives. Please give us all that we need to go forth and to glorify you. And thank you so much for forgiving us and loving us first. Let your Holy Spirit come upon us in ways that we could never imagine with that latter rain. We want to go forth. We want to glorify you. We want to be those people that you speak of in your word. Not because it glorifies us, but because it glorifies you. Because yet another prophecy has come to fruition. It's not about us, Father. And so thank you for burning that dross of pride off us as well, because some of us still have it. Thank you. Thank you for loving us first and teaching us how to love you back and love everyone you send our way. And thank you for the long suffering you have towards us. And thank you for giving us ample time to get ready. But we know now, Father, we have very little time left. So thank you for blessing us. And we offer this prayer in the name of your Son, who is our Savior and our King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.